All righty, welcome back. It's podcast number 2 today, August 29th. I went a little longer this morning on the show. Well, you're listening to this whenever, morning, afternoon, evening. I'm just kind of giving you a reference of I went to Whole Foods this morning, recorded the podcast on my cell phone because I can't get the studio mic working, which is how I'm also happen to be recording this one as well on my cell phone. But I want to get these messages out to you. I want you to really think about where you are right now. Where you can go and how you can get there rather quickly and what the secret is to all of this stuff, because it's not that difficult. It just takes you moving forward and putting yourself all in and not looking back. So again, I'm recording this on my cell phone. I apologize. You hear some of the pop sounds and things like that, but I'm confident that this message will be so great that you won't even notice it. All right. So, I talked about earlier on today's show, the $16,000 car, the Kia, how great it is. I love it. Gets me from point A to point B, kind of the Fred Flintstone mobile. And I love it. I'm so far from that Mercedes life. I'm not judging anybody who buys a Mercedes and drives it or a Lamborghini. It's just not my life. It's not where I'm at right now. I am so focused on my purpose and I am so dialed in on my passion. I can't even, the feeling is unbelievable, you know? And I just feel really good. I'm not saying I got the perfect life by any stretch. I'm not bragging. I'm just saying I feel so at peace. Like I have inner peace and I want you to have inner peace. And for me, inner peace is not having an expensive looking car, a mansion on the ocean. It's about having 4 healthy children, a spouse who loves me. You know, I have a lot of people in my small group. You know, my sweating with the oldies I joke about all the time. Every Tuesday night I have Bible study and the oldest gentleman's 84. And then you have 4 or 5 people in their 70s, and I think one lady's in her 60s. And then me, I just turned 50 a few months ago, and they call me kid, and I'm Sam, and I'm like the little kid running around out there. And I've gained so much wisdom over the past 2 years being in this Bible study with these older, elderly people. It's incredible. Not one of them talks about money. And what you know what they got, man? Most of them, not all, because they're still working. They have peace. That's what everybody wants. Every marketer you see on Facebook that's bragging about themselves with the money and the cars and the fame and the houses and the travel and the jet on the runway and they're sitting in their private leather jet seat and they're scrolling their, you know, $1,000 iPhone X and all that good stuff. You know what they don't have? They don't have inner peace. They don't. They're tortured by that stuff. They're seeking, and you cannot win that game. You know that, right? You cannot win that game where you have to continuously impress people and you don't even know these people, but you've created this image, this persona that you cannot live up to, and it causes people to go insane. Like literally, they go insane. They commit suicide, they get hooked to drugs. And look, drugs can be a lot of different things. Drugs can be pornography. Drugs can be the approval of others. It can also be, in the literal sense, drugs. They can't keep that up. What I have found, through a tremendous amount of hard work over the past 3 years since our daughter came home from the hospital, is going to work on myself. Humility. Yeah, I try. See, my problem is I like to have a lot of fun. And my mom, God love her, gave me this cutting wit, this sarcasm where everything's got to be a joke to me. Like I am quick, super quick with the jokes. And a lot of the time it's funny. Sometimes it hurts people and it hurts their feelings. And I know it does and I hate it. And I walk out of the room, I'm like, But anyway, I've learned over the last 3 years to work on humility, build a really big, thriving brand with every day of Saturday focused on the right clientele, not the wrong clientele, get my messaging real dialed in, and then helping other people do the same thing. So that's kind of my USP, my unique selling proposition. And selfishly, and I say this all the time, A, I can't believe I get paid to do what I do, and I hope you get to that point if you're not there already. B, it gives me tremendous peace. And when I go home at night, I sleep like a dead animal, all right? I just feel amazing, and I wake up the next day completely refreshed, and we do it all over again. And no 2 days are the same, and that is my life right now. And yes, it could take a turn. Adversity could hit, as it does in everybody's life. There's 3 stages. You're either going into a crisis, you're in the middle, or you're coming out of one. I was very open, very candid 6 months ago in the coming out of winter into spring here. I was in a funk, and I shared it with everybody on my podcast. I said, I'm in a funk, man. I got to get myself out of this funk. And I did. And it was awesome. And here we are on the other side of it. So if you're in a funk right now, go back and listen to that. It was March, April timeframe, possibly even earlier of 2018. All the podcasts are on my website, everydayisaturday.com. And I've got some back to 2008, okay? Don't judge me too much. They sound horrible. So I've got tremendous purpose and passion and peace, and I want you to have that as well. So don't get caught up in, oh my God, I don't know as much as the next person does, or I don't have as much as the next person does, but I want to launch my brand. I want to get something online. I want to help people. I want to get this message out, because I think that's who you are because you're listening to the show. Very few people listen to this show and don't have that same passion that they want to get out there and help people with a few things that they've learned over the years, all right, with their message. That's why I always encourage people. You never know. We could very easily work together literally starting this week. Go to samcrowleycoaching.com, samcrowleycoaching.com. Hit the apply now button and see if we're a good fit. And just, you'll get your 30-minute power call. At the very least, you'll walk away with some great ideas, all right? So if you haven't done that, you need to do that. Go to samcrowleycoaching.com, because when we work together, watch out. It's watch out. So I want to touch upon this topic I talked about earlier in the previous podcast, and that was about this Facebook agency business that I have now opened, and I'm only working on my own stuff right now, and I'm going to open it up to people inside our Momentum Club, first private coaching clients, because I've learned, and I want, so follow, please, follow this, all right? A month ago, I didn't know anything about Facebook ads because I didn't want to know anything about them. I was paying another company to do it for me. And Facebook changes their algorithms all the times and the rules and all this. But I said, you know, no more. I'm going to do this because there's a need. There's a need in my niche. All right. There's people just like me spending $5,000 to $10,000 a month paying Facebook agencies to run traffic for them. They can't afford it. They run out of time before they can really get their ad sets and their campaigns up and running and really delivering for them, and nobody's happy. The agency doesn't feel great because they got to go find a new client. The client doesn't feel great at all. They just spent 10 grand, and nobody wins. Now, in the rare instance, you get somebody who sticks around for a while with the agency. They run the ads, and they get into profit. That's the way it's supposed to work. So the need that I'm going to fill is come in at a much lower level, starting at $1,000 a month. And I can only handle just a few. I'm literally talking like three clients right now. And I'm going to start with my private coaching clients. And if they're not ready right now, then I'll branch out into our free Facebook group, where if you're a member, you'll be notified. It's Sam Crowley's group of dreamers, doers, entrepreneurs. And then I'll email my list. Eventually, I'll email my list because I'll have an agency. But I don't know as much as most people do. I don't need to know as much as most people do. And when I say that, I know more than, let me just flip this back. I know more than 99% of the people do after 1 month. I mean, burying my head 7 hours a day in this stuff, drafting, split testing, trying, all of this stuff, okay? Equipping my mind. Now, let me stop. What are you doing right now? What are you doing right now? And if it's not what you love to do, then you need to implement this very simple strategy that I just did over the past month. That is, start with one YouTube video. Just start. Look, learn something. Let's say you want to, I don't know. Oh, man, I always use these examples. I always start stretching my mind. You know what it is that you like to do. Let's say maybe, I'm trying to think. If let's say YouTube, all right? Maybe you want to learn how to get great organic content ranked, which is pretty easy to do, by the way, on YouTube. I'll give you a couple hints. It starts with a great title, all right, with the problem you're solving in the title. Put the link in your description back to whatever landing page you want people to go, however you want them to contact you, and then tell as many people and start getting views right away on that. But it really is, for organic content, I can tell you, I've got the How I Stop Stuttering video that's probably over 40,000 views now with it, that in the title. So I can tell you, I just haven't focused on YouTube yet. But let's say you wanted to do that. Start on YouTube, learning how to build a YouTube channel, and then go teach other people how to do it and sell it. That's all you got to do. Don't complicate it. If you wanted to start your own YouTube course, you could be ready in 30 to 45 days. And all you would have to do is go learn the basics and then develop that module that very first week. Let's say you were to sell a 4-week course, okay? Put the first week together, pre-sell the course to everybody, let them know what you're going to deliver, And then while you have people inside of your little group learning about week one, you're also creating week two. You're staying, I say this all the time, I'm going to continue to say it, you stay one trick ahead of the dog, all right? You don't have to put this pressure, number one, on you got to know everything there is about YouTube. Nobody knows everything there is to know about YouTube. You also don't need to be somebody who's got all these testimonials about the billions of views you got for people. You just got to be who you are. Come there with authenticity, with integrity, saying, hey, I'm going to teach you a few things that I've learned recently about YouTube and how to drive traffic, get views, and build a big business off there. But I'm going to start with the very basics and show you what I've learned. And here is the secret sauce. So listen to this, okay? This is how you do it well, is you do it how you talk. You do it how you do it. You don't do it because you saw somebody else teach it a certain way. You deliver the information in the way that you like to do it, in the way that you know how to do it, and people will love listening to you. They're going to gravitate towards the way you teach it. That is the real secret sauce. It's almost, it works against people because in your mind you think, well, nobody wants to listen to me. I'm not famous. I don't know what that starts working. They want to listen to you because they're done seeing all the perfect Peters out there and the perfect Paulies out there. That's my name for people that try to be perfect. And they want you. They want the sloppiness. They want a little bit of the dumb humor, the awkwardness, all the stuff that you and I all have, the quirkiness and things like that. They want to experience a real person teaching them as if you're kind of hanging out at Starbucks. So what I'm doing with my Facebook, I use the word agency. That's way too big of a word for me right now. But this little incubator that I'm building right now, my goal is to deliver amazing ROI to new clients, have fun, laugh a lot, get on the phone, teach them this stuff, show them how they can do it easily. I'll do it for them for a fee and have a good time and help people out and feed my family. That's my goal. So if that resonates with you, go do it yourself. Go solve the basic problem for somebody in its most basic form, but only do it if you love doing it, all right? Fill the need that's already out there. So somebody else is probably doing this or 1,000 other people are doing it, which is great because you've got a model now. You've got all the information you can look at, and then go do it the way you would like somebody to teach it to you. There's got to be a way, and I know there is already, and you know this too. There's a way that you teach, talk, and communicate with people that's different than anybody else. Put that together and don't use, I don't know how, and don't do that to yourself. You know, everything is figure outable. Don't do that to yourself. And if it's a priority, you're going to make it happen. And the value you're going to bring to other people will be amazing. All that stuff I just said over the past 60 seconds is why I launched this Facebook little incubator that I'm going to roll out to my clients, because there's a need out there. They want targeted leads that they can sell their information to, and I know how to go get it. And I'm going to teach them how to go get it in the same way I've been teaching on this podcast for the past 13 years. And 30 days ago, I had no idea how to do it. Isn't that awesome? Like, just take that as inspiration that in the next 30 days, starting right now, go learn how to do something and then go teach other people how to do it and get paid. But only if you really love it and you have integrity that you're going to absolutely show them only what you've learned, not what you think you know, only what you've learned to be true. And I'm telling you, man, that is how you build the $1 million brand. That is how you build different branches of your business. And you go and develop different avenues and different revenue streams, because people ultimately want to continue learning from you. And if you keep feeding them new information, they're not going to leave unless you lie, cheat, and steal from them. In which case, of course, they're going to leave. But if you're just who you are and you have that integrity and they enjoy working with you, you've got a $1 million business right there. So what are you going to do? Like, what is it that you're going to go learn to do today or learn to do better today and go out and teach somebody else how to do it? That's how you build a $1 million business. That's how I built the Everyday Saturday brand. Go out and do that. All right. And have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.